Welcome to Practical Access. I am Lisa Dieker.
And I'm Rebecca Hines. And Lisa, I'm so excited about today's guest. I have wanted to feature Dr. Mary Little on our podcast for a long time, because I can tell you, I've known Mary a long time now, and I don't know anyone who brings the kind of energy that she does to this profession.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to deem you today, our dear friend, Dr. Mary Little, as the partnership expert. And we're going to kick it off by letting you celebrate the great award that UCF and Orange County Public Schools just got together. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that? And then we can highlight some of the great partnership work you're doing.
Just first, thank you for such kind words and for the opportunity to share with your audience and with you. We all know that there's no I in team, that everything that we do is together in partnership. And so this award is not about Mary Little. It's about so many educators that are very, very dedicated to learning for our children in the most vulnerable schools, the most vulnerable situations. And our role as pre-service educators, but also leadership developers, to make sure that our educators for everyone's children are the very best that they can be. The Shirley Swartz Award is only given once a year. It's given by the Council of Great City Schools, the largest urban school districts, and it's about impact, which is what I think we're all about, making a difference for kids through how we develop and prepare and support the teachers and administrators within each of our schools. Not by themselves, but children and their families within their communities. And so honored to be a part of the great partnerships and teams that were awarded a couple weeks ago now with this big national award.
And Mary, I know about the work that you've done with the TQP grant, which is very much of a community schools and university partnership. So without specifics, you know, it doesn't matter what the grant formally is, but can you tell us on a ground level, what does this look like? What does this project look like?
Yeah. Teacher College Partnership, it's federal funds, but the bottom line is to recruit, develop, and retain the very best teachers for schools that we know have critical needs for the very best teachers. We know the state of Florida just released, they're at 2,500 teachers short. They don't even have teachers, much less high quality teachers. And so what this grant is about is to develop and support our teachers who often look and sound like me, which is not a good thing or bad thing. It is what it is, to work with all of our children in very, very diverse settings with very diverse needs. As individual learners within communities that might be very different from a lot of what our interns have experienced in their lives as well. And so TQP very clearly works and supports the interns within communities and schools that are very different from their previous experiences as going to school themselves. And so it's working in the communities, it's working in the schools from the very start of their learning here at our university. It's through service learning, it's through clinical experiences, it's through tutoring, it's working with families, it's working in family centers, community centers within the communities. We all know that it is about a person-to-person relationship. Mm-hmm. And connections with the children, with their families within the schools. And so that doesn't happen sometimes if I'm not outside of my own personal community. Mm-hmm. So how do we then build opportunities for learning and experiences that are supported so that the new teachers can learn and develop relationships and learn that what they're learning in school is critically important for all children, but certainly critically important for children, the most vulnerable children in some of the most vulnerable schools. And so that's what TQP is about. And it's about the teachers, our faculty at the universities, doing things differently and being open to be innovative, as I'm looking at Dr. Hines and Dr. Dieker, right? It is about innovative, trying things out. Sure. And don't tell me to not do it. Let's try it. If it's going to work for kids and families, let's try it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things that you've always done well, I mean, if you look at your, you know, legacy time in your career, it's always been about partnering with a state or a school or a district. What do you recommend for some of our listeners that are like, wow, I want to get a business partner, or I want to get a university partner. I'm a family and I need to partner with a community agency for our organization. What is your secret to getting those partnerships started?
I think ultimately it's looking for the common vision. There isn't, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what each represents. It's about the vision for children. It's about the vision for learning. It's about the vision that everybody has something to contribute, and finding that common vision and what each of us can contribute as we all move forward. Because everyone has something to contribute and wants to contribute. We just have to find those connections for people. And that's how building consensus and synergizing that the team.
So Mary, give me a specific. So where does it start? Do you pick up the phone and cold call someone? Do you see a name in the paper at a school or a district somewhere? You know, if I'm a teacher, an administrator, or a faculty member somewhere, and I'm like, wow, I'm really on board with the idea of this kind of immersive experience and giving people a chance to be in unfamiliar surroundings, but I don't even know where to start. So the vision, we all share the vision. What is step one?
You look for people and opportunities that are doing the work, and then you go to them and talk with them. No, first you listen. And you listen for common understandings so that you can then collaboratively move forward. There are always opportunities for connections as long as we listen and make those opportunities. And to think that a flyer, you know, that I'm sitting in my office and I will create the most wonderful flyer and send it out. No. Right. It's building connections and relationships with people, whether they're a funder, whether they're a policymaker, whether they are a mom, whether they are the auntie who is the caregiver. It doesn't matter. It's finding those connections and be willing to put yourself out there and make those connections. That's a critical piece, Becky.
Yeah. And, you know, Mary and I share a real interest and a passion, you know, for preparing undergraduate students to become great teachers. Mary, you also mentioned parents and families. Can you give us a specific example of how any of your undergrads might have interacted with or done work with parents or families?
Oh, absolutely. Very early on, we provide them multiple opportunities for service learning. And, you know, a lot of times they have in their hearts that they want to make a difference. You know, they want to make a difference, but they don't know how to get started with that. And they're sometimes fearful because making a difference might be very different in very different situations than they've experienced so far. So it's developing these opportunities like the milk and muffins opportunity, or the reading clinics, or working in the communities for after school opportunities, or even working with volunteer when we have floods or when we have some of these natural disasters, getting our student clubs out there so they see people are people and kids are kids and families are families. And that's where the connection. Many times we'll hear our undergrads say, wow, it's just like my family. Yes, it is. But we haven't had those experience, but supported experiences so that they don't, so that we're all learning together. And so those are the greatest pieces. And then it's word of mouth. And we know this too. Yeah, again, all the great flyers in the world, we started the TQP project with three students who didn't even know that they're really getting involved. This past spring, we had more than 85 students request to be in our schools. We couldn't even place them all. And so, and knowing very clearly when we interview them, they are very clear. They want to make a difference. They want to be in schools with working with children and families because they've had these relationships. They've had these experiences in the community with families. We've done tutoring. They'll do family fun nights, you know, and reading classes and math classes and writing classes. We have a writing camp going on at one of our schools. They have over 100 kids. They have the little nights that from the school, and then the big knights who are scholars that are undergrads. And it brings tears to your eyes because it's about the mission, the learning, the love of education, and the connections with the people that are there.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, my last question for you is that I know TQP is also really helping faculty and teachers. So what is it that the faculty and the teachers, not the pre-service teachers, but the practicing teachers in those schools, the leadership and the faculty, what is it you're finding is the nugget that they are gaining from all this rich support and partnerships that you've developed? Oh,
absolutely. I think education is such an isolated profession that we don't realize what I do every day as a teacher, right? I mean, it just, and so we have the supervising teachers and our bridge fellows, they are co-constructing what these experiences look like. We're doing that research to practice gap very, very explicitly. They're part of our design teams. They create some of the videos because that's where the action is in the classroom, or that's where the action is within the communities and with the after-school family nights. And so providing, facilitating teachers find their voice because of all the expertise, their passion, their enthusiasm for their position. And it's a win-win for everyone because recognizing the knowledge and skills and expertise and passion of these supervising teachers, these teacher leaders in the schools. And as we mentioned, in a lot of places, teachers don't feel respected. We'll put that out there. Mm-hmm. And so when we can collaboratively develop the passion and recognize and respect what each of us contributes, that's awesome and earth shattering. That's a way to move us forward, I think, as a profession, to assure that we are impacting student learning for the kids in the school, certain through the teacher candidates that we're all developing.
Yeah, I love that statement, co-facilitation. So love anything it. You want to wrap up with?
No, other than to thank you for all of the work and all of the years together of trying to make a difference. You know, even those of us in higher ed are trying to make a difference, and Mary embodies that.
So thank you, Dr. Little, Mary, our friend and colleague, for all your work and partnerships and sharing those tidbits with our audience today. If you have questions, please send us a tweet and we will also forward it to Dr. Little if you have questions at Access Practical, or you can send us a question on our Facebook page at Practical Access. Thank you again for joining us, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you so much. What an honor, and respect the work you are doing so much as well. Thank you all.